Hey, Dale, how you doing?
Can you give us an update on Warrior? And does he have practice play, or did you go out?
I'd say it's in the questionable category, and yes, I would say he would have to practice in order to play.
Would that be
at least once, you know what I mean?
So Friday would be okay.
Sure.
What about Brown?
He was out there. Yeah, he practiced today.
And Corey.
He practiced today,
how did
too.
They, look?
They looked okay. Yeah, they looked all right.
In terms of stadium mobility and all that, what it looked like it was.
He did, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was out there.
With Revis, what is it like, the challenge of, you know, playing in someone like that, and you know, with all the things he's done in this league, and what kind of matchup is that between him and DeAndre?
Yeah, no, it's a great matchup. You know, he's a great player, very smart player. Coached against him for a while, and, you know, you can't run sloppy routes on him. You have to come to play on every single play against Darrell, and that includes, you know, the quarterback, you know. But great player that, you know, he's done it, been doing it for a long time.
If Warrior can't play, what do you do for a backup?
Right now it would be, you know, we'd have T.J. Yates as a starter, and right now it would be Zach Dysart would be the backup as we stand here right now.
Considering, even though T.J. was with you originally, considering how long he's been back, how much do you have to reduce what you would do for him?
You know, I think the way that I would answer that, John, is in the last, I would say, two or three games, we've reduced anyways, because I felt like our guys needed to play faster, you know, have a better idea of what we were doing in the game plan. So whoever the quarterback is, we've taken the tact now that during the season that we've reduced the amount of plays on the call sheet. So, and you know, TJ's a bright guy. So, like, we go out there today, he was able to call every play and you know, get the play right. I'm not saying the execution was perfect on every play, but the communication of the play and his assignment was correct on every play.
When you look at what DeAndre has been able to do this year, what have you seen from him in terms of where he specifically has improved?
Hopkins?
Yeah, Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. He's, well, because he knows our offense so well now, he's able to line up in a lot of different positions. So we can line him up in the slot. We can line him up on the outside. We can line him up in empty, in all the different empty positions. He's a guy that has worked extremely hard to become a better route runner. So he's not just a deep ball guy. You know, he's not just a deep in-cut guy. He can run option routes. He can run crossing routes. He can do all the things that we ask our receivers to do in the route tree. And I think that's where he's made a lot of improvement. And all the credit for that goes to him. I mean, he's worked very hard at that.
And the ambidextrous catching stuff, it didn't seem like, maybe my memory's not serving me, but about 10, 15 years ago, it didn't seem like guys did that as much, the one-handed catches. I wonder what that is.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I think you're right on that, Aaron. I just know that, you know, between Hop and, you know, obviously Beckham and, you know, Antonio Brown and Calvin Johnson, all these guys, you know, now when I was in New England coaching Randy Moss, like, I saw those catches every day. So, but yeah, no, I think there's a lot of great receivers in the league right now. And you know, obviously Hop is one of them.
Coach, can you speak on the front for the defensive Jets? I mean, for the Jets in terms of what you're going to see up front?
Yeah, they're tough. They're good. Number one draft picks up there. Wilkerson, you know, the guy's having a really good year. They line him up in different spots. You know, you can't really say that he's always to your right, because in substituted fronts, he'll be on the inside. He'll be to the left. He'll be all over. He'll float around. So, you know, he's doing a good job. You know, obviously, Leonard Williams on the inside, I think the last couple weeks, is playing well. Pace is a sub end. Malden, another guy that's they list as a backup, but I think is a really good pass rusher. You know, Richardson. I mean, they've got guys up and down. You know, Harrison, the nose. I mean, it's a very, very strong front. Their defense is playing well. I mean, they're number one against the run, number three in takeaways, I think number two in the red area. They're up there in third down. I mean, these guys are playing well, playing real well. Big challenge for us.
Obviously, you spent an entire season with Fitzy. How does that benefit you as you're coaching against him?
You know, that's a good question. I thought, you know, I've been thinking about that, watching him. He's having a good year. Great guy, awesome guy to coach. You know, he's very smart. He's a competitor, very competitive guy. You know, like he'll scramble. He's scrambled quite a bit this year. Made some big plays for them scrambling. I know that he's played for Chan in the past, so he really has a good understanding of what Chan wants to do. He's a good shotgun quarterback. And so, you know, this is a guy that is playing well. He's played a long time, and, you know, he's doing a good job for him this year.
I'm guessing you heard this, but in the offseason, Fitzpatrick said he was coached better here than he had been ever in his career. Did you know that? And if so, well, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I didn't know that, John. I enjoyed coaching him. I know George enjoyed coaching him. Good guy, great family. The only problem with Fitzy was that he went to Harvard. That was the only problem. That was it.
How hard has it been for you and George to keep having a revolving door for quarterbacks instead of being able to have one guy you can stick with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's part of our jobs. You know, like we you try to set the roster and the off season, knowing that, you know, that roster may change at certain positions, and at that position in 25 games, you know, I think it's been six different guys who play quarterback for us. But, you know, that's just the way it goes, and I think that a lot of that work that we do in the off season allows us to be able to say, okay, we can observe this guy and figure out how to teach this guy relative to teaching that guy relative to teaching that guy. So, you know, as much time as George and I spend together, we kind of have a good idea about how these guys learn once we observe them. And, you know, TJ's a guy that learns really well, very fast learner. And TJ's, you know, like today, he threw the ball well today. So, you know, we've been impressed with him coming back and where he's at. And obviously what he did in the Cincinnati game was pretty impressive.
How much easier is it than, like, every day at New England, knowing you had the same guy and you're going to be doing it? You didn't have to worry about those changes.
Look, I understand what you're asking. I mean, I just wouldn't even go down that road of comparing that. I mean, there's absolutely no comparison.
It's just stability thing, not the individual quarterback.
Look, at the end of the day, you know, if you got one guy in there, the guy stays healthy, and you're coaching the same guy every day, yeah, certainly, like, instead of having six different guys play quarterback for you in 2 years, yeah, I mean, that would be, I don't know if it's easier, but that would be more of a routine, you know, no question about that. But your job as a coach, okay, is to be able to adapt and adjust. And that's what makes you a coach. That's what coaching is, teaching, being able to adapt, adjust, have the pulse of your team, understand what the guy can do that you're coaching and put him in the best position to do it. And that's what we try to do.
Bill, how do you get the running backs going? They seem to be struggling a little bit right now. And, you know, part of it, you know, you guys are doing things up front. I thought blocked well, but how do you guys get the running backs on track?
Yeah, we've gone against some good run defenses. You know, at times it's looked pretty good. I think these guys are running hard. I think part of it is, you know, we have to continue as coaches to come up with good schemes for them. I think we're all in it together. I've seen these guys, Blue, Grimes, Polk, I thought had some, all three of them have shown flashes of making some good runs for us. Polk had a run that really, I think, got our team going the other night. But it's got to be more consistent. I think that has a lot to do with the coaching, too, not just the playing.